Archie Alexander is our man on the line this morning. If you had my dollar, who would you be investing in today?
You'd have to go with Mush Music. Winning form's always good form, and eight horses in the race. I think four or five were in the race last time, and she beat them, and she's going really well, and we couldn't fault her at home.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Mush Music goes on and makes it back-to-back at the Valley.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
It's a hot air balloon morning, so that must mean the weather's going to be okay today.
Haven't they had a good time at the hot air balloons?
Oh, one goat.
Two went down the same day.
Two goats.
The two out the window look like they're going
They're
well.
Going okay at the moment. They're still airborne, which is good news for all aboard.
There'll be in a backyard swimming pool in the next half hour or so.
It means the weather's going to be good, is my theory, is why I brought the hot air balloons into the conversation. We've got two meetings today. We're at Stawell this afternoon, Sandown Hillside this evening, the Twilight meeting. What have we got, Whitey?
Okay, let's go to Christopher Graham, track manager at Stawell, with the information for today. Christopher, good morning to you.
Morning all, how are we?
Going well. Very well, thank you. Not as well as you, you're up and about.
Up and about, got the breakfast, the coffee, listening to all you guys. So it's a very good morning.
Fantastic. Stawell racing today, what have you got for us?
Yeah, good four this morning. Penetrometer 6.27. 4 mil of irrigation yesterday, which will bring us up to 50 mil for the week. And in really, really good order.
Okay, terrific. And rail position, just again?
In the true. Yeah, left it okay. In the true. We've been about six weeks since we've raced, so we just thought we'll stay in the true position.
All right, well, it sounds like you're really happy with things.
Yeah, very happy this morning. It's probably the best we've had it since Easter of our cup meeting last year. So with 6 weeks to go now till Easter, we'll push on from here.
All right, and what was the breakfast this morning?
Just getting into the egg and bacon muffins and a very, very strong coffee.
That sounds good. Perfect. Absolutely perfect, Christopher. Well done. Good luck today.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
All right. So that is the track information for Stawell. We're still trying to get the information for Sandown at the moment. We're not quite there at this stage.
Righto.
And we're having a few problems with our trainers.
It can happen. It can happen. There's always a chance that we have some telecommunication issues. But Sandown, from my understanding, is a good four, rail out nine. That's what I know today.
Is that your intuition?
Previous rail was out six, so we had a further three just to bring out some new ground there for Sandown. We'll see what they can do with Tim Bailey. Trying to get hold of Tim Bailey, the track manager. Our course manager there at Sandown, but we'll see what we can do. And there is some issues with our trainers. So we're hopefully going to chat to Tony McAvoy and Cindy Alderson, but we're having some challenges there at the moment, Cheryl, which is not ideal because we'd like to get some mail for our listeners.
We would. We need some good mail. 2 seconds.
2 seconds yesterday. which was almost one of those almost days, Cheryl. But
close,
we didn't quite
but no cigar.
Get the chocolates, which is a bit of a setback.
Excellent radio, this.
Well, it's not when you leave the studio. It doesn't help anyone.
I'm just trying to work out where our trainers have gone.
Doesn't help anyone. But that's the reality. That's what happens on live radio sometimes. People don't answer their phones and we have some issues. So that's the challenge we face right about now.
There's a lot of people out there with their pens poised.
Well, there would be. Where's tips. George, just by the way?
Well, that's what I've just gone out. Because, of course, George being such a such a celebrity, we still don't have his number.
Are you serious?
You don't have George's number.
We don't have George's number. We went to his house for breakfast and we don't have his number. No. Is that what you're saying?
He offered me to come around and wash the dishes. And I don't have his number? How am I ever going to take up that offer?
That's a great question.
No, George won't give out his number. He rings us on the hotline.
But that's just not today.
That's not right, is it?
Just not today. Is that right?
You're making this up. No. If you're telling me and our listeners that we don't have access to George anytime we want access to George, then we are incompetent. that's what I'm saying. You know what? We don't need George's number because he listens all the time and he rings in.
On the bat phone.
I wasn't aware of this. George, good morning.
It's very hard to get through, boys. I'm sorry about that.
Well, as Whitey right, do we have your number, George?
You probably have.
Right on.
Because they rang me that many times to get to my place, and then you must have the number somewhere.
Yeah, well, that is right. 100% correct. Whitey's just bringing us down the garden path here.
You know, I didn't even know what to say, you know, most of the times, because really I was under a lot of pressure last year.
Why are we under pressure, George?
Oh, well, last year I had too many things going on the same day, and on top of that I had to worry about RS Saddles, which was, you know, And it was quite a good day anyway. It worked out all right because everything was done.
Well, just quite a good day. It wasn't a great day. It was just quite a good day, George.
Well, you know, I thought it was anyway. There was an experience for me anyway. I don't know how you people rate the show, but I thought it was quite good.
Righto. Well, we reckon you're quite good at getting quaddies midweek. You got it for us last week. You're in front. You're playing with their money, George. With Sando and Hillside today. What's the quaddie legs for us, please?
First leg, 3 and 12.
3 and 12.
You can look at them on a paper, you know.
Yeah, I can. Yep.
Second leg, 6 only.
6, one out.
One out, Latin beat.
Righto.
Third leg, 7 and 11.
7-11.
And lucky last, 5 and 10.
5 and 10 in the last. So we've got 3 and 12 in the first leg, race 5. Winning partner, who's one of Tony McAvoy's horses we're hoping to talk to him about. And Sunrise Dancer into race 6. Number 6, a Latin beat. One out for George.
One out, that's it, you know. Right. I looked at her up and down. I couldn't stand in to beat it.
No, well, just stick with it, mate. Stick with it. Race 7, number 7, Hay Bale.
So yes, correct, yes.
And race 7, number 11, Declaration of Heart, the two in number 7. And race 8, number 5 and 10, Miss Vixen.
Miss Vixen and Dental, that's it.
And Dental, we're going to talk to Cindy Alderson about that, but we didn't quite get hold of Cindy this morning.
There you are, you know. But I don't know, you've got to work on those phones because, you know, it's quite possible a lot of people can't get through.
You're probably right, George.
Yes.
I'm putting it all down to Whitey because he hasn't got your phone.
Oh, no, Whitey's all right. He's an all-rounder. He says, no, you're the anchorman, Daniel. Come on, don't pass it on to Whitey.
I don't answer the phones, mate.
Yeah, you're the anchorman. You're the bloke. You're the big gun, you know. You're the one that's taking a photo with my wife.
That's true. She's very keen for that photo,
believe
too,
me,
George.
Can I just say, my daughter made out a book on that particular day, but I'll come around during the school holidays and I'll show it to you.
She was keen to have a photo with me too, your daughter. But both of the women in your life were keen to have photos with me, George. You concerned about that?
Well, that's what happens when we've got no hair off the top, Daniel.
Hey, George, you're a star. Have a good day today. Good luck with your quaddie.
All right.
Good stuff, George. There, 3 and 12 from 6, from 7-11, from 5 and 10. Our quaddie numbers today from the one and only George, who last week this time got the chocolates for us. We're playing with their money, Cheryl. It's good.
Yep. Well, that is always good.
Still very lukewarm between you and George after the last couple of weeks.
There's been an incident. There's also been...
No, there's no incident.
There's also been some contact made with one of our trainers, Whitey.
Well, let's get to Cindy Alderson. We've got to get at least day one trainer on this morning. Cindy, good morning.
Good morning, Adam.
Now, firstly, have you got only Sandown or have you also got Stall as well today?
Stall... as well.
That's okay. Correct. Race 2, number 8, Vindico?
Vindico, yeah.
Vindico. Race 8, number 1. So how do you think we'll go today? Race 2, number 8, sorry. I'll get it right. I'm all over the place, all right? I'm sorry.
Too early for all of it.
Oh, one job, Cindy.
Let's start again. Let's start again. Pretend that didn't happen. Okay, Cindy, good morning. How are you today? You've got Stall, Race 2, number 8, Vindico. How do you think Vindico will go?
Well, Vindico was quite disappointing last time in, but hopefully he's matured a little bit. He's got Barrier 1 and John Allen on him today, who knows Stall very well. Trialled up nicely the other day in an open trial against horses like Mainstage and Mrs. O'Malley. So you would hope that form helps him be a bit more competitive today.
All right. So each way? I'm sensing
a little
bit of confidence.
I don't think it's the strongest maiden that we've come across, so... He's got a few favours, like I said, that I think inside draws are very important at Stall, and 1300 should suit him. He's done plenty of work leading into this race, and I think John Allen's experience around Stall should also work to his advantage. But he's not a horse that you would probably put your house mortgage on.
All right, so that's race 2, number 8. At Sandown, you've got two runners. Race 4, number 9, realigned from gate 3.
Yeah, look, we had a bit of a... tested her out a little bit last time, stepping up to 1300, and she just never was comfortable at all. Might have been an off day, but I think back to the 1000, she's shown herself to be proficient. She has a win over Cluden and her maiden there, so she can bring that form line today. I don't know that she'll be winning this race, but she'll certainly be competitive.
Okay, and race 8, number 5, Miss Vixen, gate 13. Is that an issue?
Not really with her racing style. In fact, it probably works in her favour.
Okay.
She's been racing well without a lot of luck. Well, there was no bad luck last time. She just got beaten by a better horse. I guess that was bad luck. we ran into a better horse, but She does need a lot of things to go her way to be competitive. She needs a fast run race and the ability for horses to be finishing on from off the speed. But Sandown Hillside with the rail out, this does look like it's a suitable race for her today.
Okay, so of your three, what would be your best if we were to put a dollar on one of them?
I'd say Miss Vixen.
Okay, race 8, number 5 at Sandown, Miss Vixen. Thanks very much, Cindy. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Adam. Bye.
Good stuff. Cindy Alderson there with three today. Her best, race 8, number 5, which is good news for George because it's in the quaddy. Mm. But around about $3.90 at tab.com.au at this stage. I can tell you, by the way, the track conditions for Sandown Lakeside Hillside today. Good four. Fine weather expected at 9 metres the entire circuit. 8 mils of irrigation in the last 24 hours. 44 the last 7 days. No rainfall as such. That's all out of the taps, out of the sprinklers. And the going stick, we haven't got a going stick breeding just yet, so I can't help you, because of course in the city we are going stickmen.
We are,
as opposed to penetrometermen.
Yep, that's it.
Which is not an easy word to say. News time, 7 o'clock. John Bowden makes absolute mincemeat out of the words. He's a newsreader from heaven. And we love him here. He's got all the latest with us.
I really wondered what you were going to say there.
Really want the next, that last 10 minutes back.
No, never have it back, because we've got to know where you've come from to go to where you're going. And Ken White's going to join us after 7 o'clock.